And now let's go back to the roots of hip-hop. 25 years ago, radio listeners were introduced to a new style of music with a song that is now a classic. Remember this?
Hip-hop, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubble to the boogity, bang, bang, the boogie to the boogity beat.
Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang was an international hit in 1979. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more on the history and lingering controversy of the song that brought hip-hop into the mainstream.
The legend of Rapper's Delight begins in the late 1970s. In the South Bronx, black and Latino kids were creating an underground scene that would become known as hip-hop. At block parties, DJs scratched and mixed on turntables as rappers or MCs played a game of call and response with the crowds. At the time, Sylvia Robinson was a rhythm and blues singer, but she was drawn to this new music culture.
I never knew anything about rap at that time, but my niece was giving a birthday party for me. And I saw this DJ playing music, and he was saying things to the kids, and they would answer him back. And I says, oh, my God, that's a great idea. And I felt a spirit in me that said, you put a concept like that on record, and you'll go to the moon.
In this VH1 documentary called And You Don't Stop, Robinson tells a story of how she'd been scouting for young talent for her new record label, Sugar Hill. She found three young men who went by their MC names, Master G, Big Bank Hank, and Wonder Mike. In the documentary, Mike credits Sylvia Robinson's vision.
She was, you know, gracious enough to say, okay, let me hear what you got. And I said, the hip, hop, the hip, hip, the hip, 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 hip. And she said, what?
Said a hip. The hippie to the hippie to hip hip a hopper, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity bead. Well, skittle bee bop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause we rock and roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out.
Using Chic's disco song Good Times as the baseline, the Sugar Hill Gang released Rapper's Delight in 1979. It was the first rap ever to hit the top 40 charts. Audiences responded to the Sugar Hill Gang's boasting, the song's silly stories about eating nasty food at a friend's house, and the group's hip-hop scats.
I got a bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Say the hip hop, the hip it, the hip it, the hip hip hop.
While kids on the streets were mimicking Rapper's Delight, it was getting radio play around the world. 25 years later, the song is still an important part of popular culture. Rapper's Delight shows up in the most unlikely places, like in the 1998 movie The Wedding Singer, starring Adam Sandler and this geriatric crooner.
I said hip-hop, I hip it to the hip hip-hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang-bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat.
In Spain, three daughters of renowned flamenco guitarist Tomate came up with their own version, complete with Macarena-style choreography and a cryptic reproduction of the hip-hop verse. The Ketchup Song was a summer hit 2 years ago, knocking Eminem from the number one slot on European music charts. Over the years, there have been many imitators, but some hip-hop purists say the original Rapper's Delight was itself a knockoff.
That whole scenario, it's like bittersweet for me, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I was a part of something historic, but my name is not on the record, you know what I mean? I've never been compensated for that record.
Grandmaster Kaz is an MC with a legendary rap crew, the Cold Crush Brothers.
Rapper's Delight was a monumental song. It introduced the world to rap and rhyming. It wasn't the greatest representation of what we were doing at the time because they weren't real MCs. They was just guys out of nowhere that like a group put together to showcase this new music that was going on.
Kaz still lives in the Bronx. That's where he helped pioneer rap music. Kaz claims that the Sugar Hill Gang's Big Bank Hank used his lyrics for Rapper's Delight.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y.
The C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest, that's my name. That spells Casanova Fly. That don't spell Big Bank Hank.
The way Kaz tells the story, Hank was the manager of Kaz's rap crew, the Mighty Force. Kaz remembers that singer Sylvia Robinson discovered Hank while he was working at a New Jersey pizza joint.
He used to take my tapes to work with him and just be rapping or rocking along with the tape. Sylvia's people came in, like, look, we're putting this group together. Instead of him saying, well, I'm not a rapper, I'm not an MC, but I manage the crew of MCs, the guy that's on this tape. I manage it. He didn't say none of that.
Kaz says Hank joined the Sugar Hill Gang, but didn't have any lyrics of his own.
So I threw a book on the table. I said, use whatever rhymes you want to use. You know what I mean? If anything happened, you know, just come back. Holler back.
This young reporter I did adore. So I rocked the bitch's rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you could be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air, the pantyhose, he may be.
About the Superman, Lois Lane, about flying through the air with pantyhose. I wrote that in 75. And what's really ironic, I wrote this rhyme about my father sitting me down and telling me the rules of life. And the last thing he said was, never let an MC steal your rhyme. And he stole it. So, you know what I mean?
No one from the Sugar Hill Gang has returned a year's worth of phone calls to comment on the controversy. But in the spirit of old school hip hop battles, Grandmaster Kaz has responded with his own version of the song.
Nobody ever told me so, and I pretty much put the thing out of my mind until I heard it on the radio. Had every station playing it. Hop to the hippie people running up to me in the streets, saying we heard your rhymes on the radio. They robbed you in a good time speed.
MC's Delight, Casanova's Revenge by Grandmaster Kaz. He calls himself hip-hop's first ghostwriter. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
24th preferred, I write them word for word. Take it, shake it, not stirred, not first to third, but at the head of the herd, like a bull in a china shop. Every line I drop, hit like a brick.
And there's more about the history of Rapper's Delight on our website, npr.org.
If my shit's whack, I'm erasing it, replacing it with something hotter, because a lot of cats from not a band by the Jay-Z, the Dada Rock is listening, so it gotta be raw, gotta be more. If it's so crushed, then it gotta be four. Grandmaster with